you get to look inside somebody's life. They've told you who they are on their Facebook profile or their LinkedIn profile, their CV, their resume, maybe on their Tinder profile. They've told you in an interview that they're a great person. They've told you on a date that they're an extraordinary person, that you should date them on a regular basis. And you now have an opportunity to go and look inside their life without them there. You get to go to their house. You get to look inside their car, their bank account, their computer files, their music collection, their library. You get to look at the other people that they're friends with. You get to find out whether this person is for real or whether what they've told you is true or not true. What would you be looking for? If you looked inside somebody's fridge and they had told you that they were healthy, fit and strong and that they were committed to their health plan or committed to their exercise plan and being in great shape for the rest of their lives, but all you found in their fridge was alcohol, chocolate and lollies, and all you found in their cupboard was cigarettes, would you think that this person was perhaps giving you some information that may not be true? If somebody told you that they were clean and organized and disciplined, but you went to their house and the bed wasn't made and the house was dirty and the windows were dirty and the garden was unkept and their car was dirty, would you think that perhaps there was a something that wasn't quite in sync with what they'd told you? What if somebody told you that they were committed to ongoing learning, education, becoming a better person, and you went into their library and all you found was an empty shelf? There were no books. There were no podcasts on their laptop. There was no evidence anywhere that this person was interested in learning and becoming better at what they do. And so perhaps what they said and what they're actually doing in their life are two different things. Well, ultimately, we may never get the opportunity to do that. We just have to take people on face value. But the reverse of that is people have to take us on face value. We tell people that we're good at what we do, or we're committed to our exercise program, or we're lovely people, or we're committed to our ongoing learning, or we are professional people. But people do judge us by what they see, often more than what they hear us say. So we can say, yes, I'm a professional person, but if they get in our car and it's dirty, or they come to our house and it's disorganized, or we're late, or we don't dress well, people then may get the impression, evidently, that we're not the professional person that we've told them that we are. So how do we live our life? And it doesn't matter, because the only person we really have to be happy with is ourselves. The only person we really don't want to disappoint is ourselves. So ultimately, it comes down to who am I, what do I stand for, and how am I going to live my life? And then if people come and look in my life, they're only going to find that person. And that's where it comes down to that great exercise of decide who you're going to be and then live your life as that person. So pick 5, 10, 50 words, doesn't matter, that describe you as a person, and then now your decision-making process every day is a really simple one. What would this person do? What would a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined and professional person do? And it's a great exercise that was shared with me a very long time ago. And every single day now I get to wake up with, okay, Rowie, what does a tough and fair, positive, stylish, disciplined, professional person do? Do they exercise? Do they make their bed? Do they eat healthy food? Do they look after themselves? Are they respectful of other people? How do they live their life? And I don't have to make decisions anymore because I've decided that that's who I am and that's who I live, how I'm going to live my life. So if somebody looks in your fridge, will they see that a healthy person lives there? If somebody looks in your library, will they think that a person who studies excellence lives somewhere in that house? If somebody gets into your car and they have a look at the way you maintain and upkeep your car, will they think, yes, this is a person who I can trust with my life? Perhaps if you're a personal trainer, a fitness professional, a nutritionist, a doctor, an exercise physiologist, a sporting coach, people are putting their life in your hands. If we're not capable of looking after our car, is it possible that we may not be completely committed to looking after people's lives, their health, their well-being? And it may be irrelevant. You might think, it doesn't matter if I've got a dirty car, I'm a great exercise physiologist. However, there are people who do judge us by what we do rather than what we say. So what a great way to live your life. Just decide who you're going to be and then be that person.